Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 22 today, verses 22 and 23. Proverbs 22, verses 22 and 23. It says, "Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them." Let me read these two verses again. This is an interesting passage I really look forward to sharing with you from today. It says, "Do not rob the poor because he's poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them." Now, before we get into anything we've been dealing with this passage, I have to pull something out. Look who's defending the cause of the poor. We have to keep that in mind to start off with. Look who is defending the cause of the poor. God is. In Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6, it says, "The father of the fatherless and the protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles his solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land." God is the father of the fatherless, the protector of widows. God's the one who takes care of the poor. And it says here in this passage that we're saying, "The Lord will plead their cause." So as we deal with this passage and we are dealing with the poor and our attitude toward the poor and how we act toward the poor, keep in mind first and foremost that God is the one who's looking after them, and he is their protector, and he is the one who's going to plead their cause. Now, here it says, "Don't rob the poor." And some of you might say, "Why would I waste my time? How can you rob a poor person? What can you get?" Well, how we rob the poor is by ignoring their needs. By ignoring their needs, you rob them of the provision that God may want to provide through you. You see, God uses his people to demonstrate his goodness. The Bible actually says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that giving is a grace of God. When we give to the Lord and give to those in need, it's a grace of God that he provides through us, his grace through us to those in need. So when you do not share with those who are poor, when you're not generous to those who are in need, you actually are robbing them of what God wants to do. But now here's the cool thing. God will still take care of them. Don't miss this. God takes care of the poor. He's the father of the fatherless, the protector of widows. Don't think that if you don't do it, they won't get it. You're going to rob them of what he may want to do through you. Now in Proverbs 21, look at what it says in verse 13. "Whoever closes his ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered." Whoever closes his ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered. God is wanting to use us in the lives of the people around us to demonstrate his goodness, not how generous we are, how good we are, but his attitude toward them, his provision. Now, then it goes on in our passage today that we've seen, "For the Lord will plead their cause if we rob the poor and rob of life those who rob them." You see, the Bible says if we're going to ignore the needs of the poor and rob them of what God wants to do for them through us, he will rob those types of people of life. In other words, he won't give you what you need, which is salvation, right? We all need salvation. We all need righteousness from God. We need life eternal. Otherwise, we're all destined to die and spend eternity in hell. And so this helps us understand how we rob the poor. We withhold from them what it is that God wants to bless them with through us. In the same way, if we do that, God will withhold from us what he wants to bless us with through him as well, which is eternal life. Now, the neat thing is, for those of us who are in Christ, we've been given righteousness already, and it's demonstrated, the Bible says, by our love one for another. Though I'm not speaking to Christians, hopefully, that aren't willing to give, because the Bible says if you do have Christ in you, you will have a heart for the poor. You will have a heart for those in need. Now, I'm talking to the people, though, who have a form of godliness but deny his power. Make sure that one of the ways you know that Christ is in you and you have his love is you have a heart for those who are in need. Now, I understand we can't meet the needs of every single person we come across, but we can at least have a heart for them and a compassion for them. And God will show us which ones he wants us to bless, which ones he wants us to let someone else bless. And he'll show you that as he leads you and guides you. In the book of James, it says, "How can we say we love our brother and we love the Lord if we won't meet someone's needs when we see them in need?" So today's message is not a message of guilt and try to shame you into taking care of people. What he's saying is this: God has a heart for all the people, especially those in need. Is he able to demonstrate his goodness through you? Hopefully you'll let him. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.